Yesterday we discussed the Indian of Yaakov Avinu rose to such a high madriga where it wasn't shaykh anymore for him to take on the challenges of the Chinas Olam Hazeh, and therefore the avodah was given over to Yosef HaTzadik. The emes is, we said it in Mamish in one word yesterday, but why was the avodah given over to Yosef HaTzadik, and what's the Indian? There's a very tief avodah over here. I don't know, I haven't got much time. But there's a very, very tifa there. It's a pasha there. It's very pasha, but it's very deep at the same time. To understand why Yosef HaTzadik was given this avoida, we have to understand how we have this avoida, the attack of the avoida of facing the challenges b'koyach Yosef HaTzadik. You all know the famous Gemara Shabbos. The Gemara Shabbos says there's two Gemaras, one next to each other, with the same member. One quoting the pasuk in this week's parsha, "V'haboy reik, ein boy mayim, mayim ein boy." That Yosef HaTzadik is thrown into a boil where there was no mine, there was Nachashim HaKrov. And same member next to there talks, it's in the Sugi of Chanukah, then talks about a mitzvah of Chanukah. What's the shaykhus of the boil rake to Chanukah? Everybody asks that question. But the avoda, the pshat is the following. And this is very sadistic and explain us the whole akdama to Pashas Vayeshev. When you face the olam, the challenges of olam hazeh, it doesn't have to look at olam hazeh, there's a few dugmois. One of the dugmois of olam hazeh is that it's a world with a very strong wind blowing. So in other words, there's a very strong wind blowing, you stand in one place, you get swept away. So what do you have to do in order not to get swept away? You've got to run in the opposite direction. You've got to run in direction against the wind, and that's how you stay. Otherwise, you've got no kiyum. In other words, a person in Olam HaZeh, a person in the challenges in Olam HaKlipa, so the Pshat is a person's got to constantly be moving. A person's got to constantly being moisev ha'olech. If he's not moisev ha'olech, he tries to stand in one place, then he goes backwards. So to stop yourself from going backwards, you've got to go forwards. That's the klal, that's the way it works. And made a Yaakov Avinu, we just said yesterday, was a da'ag of Yesha B'Shalva. On his madrega, he didn't face the challenges of Olam HaZeh anymore. So he was a da'ag of Yesha B'Shalva. But a person who's Yesha B'Shalva, he sits here when the winds are blowing, he'll get swept away. You've got to go against the current. You've got to fight. You've got to be Moisev V'Hoylech. And then the avoida, that avoida was given to who? That avoida was given to Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik's whole mitzias is what? Yosef HaTzadik's whole mitzias is the mitzias of being moisev v'hoylech. That's Yosef. Yosef is minashon Yosef. Yosef means constantly being moisev v'hoylech. We know Yosef HaTzadik's midas ha'yisod. Midas ha'yisod is the middle of oisbrit kodesh, the middle of mitzvah puruvu. Mitzvah puruvu is the middle of constantly being parei v'rovei. That's why olam hazeh was created. Olam hazeh was created to olam of challenges. Olam of challenges, the first mitzvah in the Torah is the mitzvah of puruvu. Puruvu beruchnis means a person's got to constantly being moisif and moisif and moisif. Otherwise, he goes backwards. It made it therefore. That's why Yaakov's madrega, it was puzzled for the avoida of olam hazeh. For the avoida of olam hazeh, you need a Yosef who's constantly being moisif v'hoylech. Maybe that's the connection between the bar and between the sugi of Chanukah. The whole sugi of Chanukah is Taka Chanukah. We were in the depths of the Choshech, in the Choshech al Pnei Sahoyim, as Choshech is Golas Yovan. And in the Choshech, we have a mitzvah of Chanukah. What is the mitzvah of Chanukah? Every day, to be Moisev V'Hoylech. The whole mitzvah of Chanukah is to be Moisev V'Hoylech. Chanukah is Moisev V'Hoylech. Meaning that if you're in the dark clipper, then the only way to survive is faked. If you take upon yourself to be Moisev V'Hoylech, be Moisev V'Hoylech. That's the whole inin of Yosef. That's the whole connection of Yosef to Chanukah. Mitzvah Chanukah to be Moisev V'Hoylech. And that's shot in the boyerik aim by mine. What does it mean, a bar? A bar is a mokum, it's a dangerous place. The Gashmis of Baruchnis. Any place is dangerous in Gashmis is dangerous Baruchnis. It's a parallel. So therefore, a person's got to know that if he's in a matzav and a mokoim, so the bar has either got maim or it's got nechashim akrov. Either he's moisif and toira, which is the bechinas maim, or fakert, or the opposite. Or it's a bechin of nechashim akrov and he'll just get carried away. That's the darga of Yosef, that he's constantly being moist, he's constantly running against the winds. And that's the darga, the koyach of Yosef HaTzadik, that keeps us going on. Because the best example of this, and this is the example that David HaMelech keeps on talking about in Tehillim, is the example of mayim. On dry land, a person can stand in one place. In water, a person can't stand. You can't stand b'chlal. In water, a person either swims or chas v'shalom drowns. Either he gets swept away by the currents. A person in the water has got to be constantly moving. Yosef HaTzadik is compared to a fish. V'yid gularoiv b'kerev v'aretz. Why is Yosef compared to a dog? Dogim. Dogim always swimming. Dogim always moving. Yosef HaTzadik is that bechina. Mikoyles mayim rabim adir mishbar yom. Cholam Hazeh is a place of Mayim Rabim, dangerous waters, stormy waters, like the Perek in Tehillim that we recite Erev Shabbos, that Yerda Yom Bo Niyo is Oysa Melacha B'Mayim Rabim. All the storms and the dust and the yens and the shyness and the mayim, the person keeps them being swept away. Yosef HaTzadik is a midah, he's compared to the dog in the mayim. They're constantly moving, they're constantly working, and therefore that's how they survive. That's their chiyus. If that's the avoidah, that's where we have to take upon ourselves, Mitzvashem, the Yom Makrovim, the Chanukah, where the whole union of Chanukah is, we're facing a very strong clipper. And the only way to face a strong clipper is faker, to be moisif, just like we do by Chanukah, to be moisif aholech. And that's why the parashas of Chanukah always come alongside with Chanukah and with Yosef HaTzadik. Because Yosef HaTzadik and Chanukah go hand in hand. He taught us the avoidah, don't be leisha b'shalva. Bikish Yaakov leisha b'shalva. You know what I'm saying? You can't be leisha b'shalva. Kovat zala rogzah shal Yosef. You need the avoidah, the roigez, the shtarkai, the shtolzkai to go on and to be moisev ha'olech of Yosef HaTzadik. And we know that's the chilek between Torah b'ksav and Torah b'al peh. Torah b'ksav is the laugh of leis Yosef. Torah b'al peh is kula ha'sofa. Look at the bookshelves. Torah b'al peh is an Indian where it keeps on being Mitzrachim and Mitzrachim and Mitzrachim and Mitzrachim Mitzrachim v'hoylech. That's the dag of Torah Shabbal Peh. Emela Chanukah is Yedua from Tzadik. Chanukah and Purim, which are the two Yom Tovim, the Rabbanon, they correspond to Torah Shabbal Peh, which is the Ikar with the Rabbanon Dashon with Torah Shabbiksav. So the whole word of Torah of Chanukah, Tzadik says, was the Hispashtus of the Mishnah, the Hispashtus of Torah Shabbal Peh. Torah Shabbal Peh is the Torah that's Moise v'hoylech, that's Moise v'hoylech, that's Moise v'hoylech. And the same thing is Purim, Kibbutz Makiblu Torah, Torah Shabbal Peh, says the Medrash Tanchumim in Parshas Noach. So the whole Indian of the Avodah, Boilein and Latoiva, and this is Staman Avodah, a person has to go away for a few weeks at some point. Right? He has to go away to a place where he knows he's going to be facing constant Nisyonis, he knows it's a place where he hasn't got his Beis Medrash, and he hasn't got his Shul, he hasn't got Dus. So how's he going to stay? He's going to get swept away. What's the Sgula? To stay? If he's going to be Leisha B'Shalva, he has no hope. If before he goes, he's moist of oilech. He takes upon himself more things. When I'm in my comfortable Beis HaMedrash with all the beautiful environment, and then I suffice with kach v'kach. Faket, if I'm going to a place now, so I know I'm going to be swept away, and therefore a person's going to be moist of oilech. He takes his learning till now, I'm going to do a daf when I'm over there. If I did two mishnayos a day, I'm going to do five mishnayos a day. And the more he's moist of oilech, the more he's running against the wind, and that's how he's going to survive. And that is the avodah, havolein elatoiva, of Chanukah et Hashem, which every day we light one more candle, avodah being moist of oilech. And that's all the parashas of Yosef HaTzadik that takes us into the moist of oilech of Chanukah.